Hello and welcome back to another edition of the K-Poporama Podcast. I'm your host, Ginonimin, and on this week's show, I have a special guest with me on this week's show, and she's actually a good friend of mine, and her name is Janelle. Say hello, Janelle.
Hello.
Maybe for a lot of our listeners out there, it's probably the first time they're ever hearing your voice, so maybe you can introduce yourself, maybe tell us like how you got into K-pop in a little bit and all that.
Okay. So my name is Janelle. I've gotten into K-pop since 2008, and I do have some experience in the entertainment business for Korea. So I think that's about it.
And when she says she has experience in the industry, she's actually not joking. And you'll probably find that out in a little interview that you'll probably see in the future. Who knows? So, yeah. But anyway, for this week's show, we are doing another K-pop playlist show. And this time, we are going to be talking about some of our favorite K-pop collaborations that are out there. And I have to say, this playlist was a lot of fun to make. And I'm sure for you, Janelle, it was a lot of fun to make as well. And I'm
Very
very much
much
looking
so.
forward to talking about it on this week's show. But before we get into that, of course, if you like the podcast and you like what we do, don't forget to like subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We're available just by any podcast platform to think of. And if you're on Apple or Spotify podcast, don't forget to follow or subscribe to the podcast. That helps it a lot. And last but not least, social media will be in the podcast description below. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Okay, so to start, so the first song we have on the playlist today is a song that I very much like a lot for a lot of reasons, mainly because I like Korean R&B a lot. It is a song called Makeup, which is by Sam Kim and Crush that came out back in 2018. For me, aside from being a big fan of Sam Kim, as you already know, I just thought this song was just a very well thought out collaboration with Crush, who, Crush is Crush. Crush is a very, 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 very popular and very, 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 very good R&B artist in Korea. And for me, Janelle, I just really love the laid back R&B vibe of this song. And I kind of want to know what your thoughts about this song, because I just feel like this song is just an incredibly well-balanced song, considering what it is.
Honestly, I play it if I'm. I always play it when it's like finals and I just want something in the background because it gives me a happy feeling, especially when finals is like a hard time. So I just want to be happy.
That's so interesting because the song, I mean, it is a very chill, laid back R&B song, but when you read the lyrics and when you
It's
watch the,
depressing.
it's supposed to be depressing. Like, I mean, look, if it makes you happy, well, whatever works for you, right? But like, that's so interesting because I feel like out like collaborations aside, I feel like this is the song that you play like post breakup and when you just need to cry it out, if you get what I mean, because it's like this is like absolutely the vibe of the song. And in the music video, like you just see like Sam's like very slow descent into madness post breakup, which is basically what the music video is. So it is quite depressing, but in terms of music, it is very, very good as an R&B song. I just love the way both Sam and Crush they just harmonize really well. Like they're just on
Definitely,
the
yeah.
same wavelength for a song like this, And considering the kind of stuff that they do all the time, like this song is definitely both of their wheelhouses, if you will. And it is just a really well-balanced song. And there's probably good reason why when the song did come out back in 2018, it is the fantastic song as it was. And probably the reason why all the idols were singing it on their Instagram lives when the song came out like 4 years ago. So, you know, there is all of that. I guess before we move on, is there anything else that you wanted to mention about makeup, Janelle, before we move on?
Okay, like the lyrics are depressing, but it just lightens my mood. That's it. I just want to defend myself.
Well, hey, look, I'm not going to judge. So if it works for you, it works for you. But speaking of songs, R&B songs that should make you happy, the next song on the playlist will definitely make you happy, because it's probably, out of all the K-pop songs that I've heard, at least in the R&B space, it's definitely one of the most wholesome songs that I have ever heard. And it is Palette from IU featuring G-Dragon. That came out back in 2017 as part of IU's Palette album. That is just such a synonymous album with IU at this point. Probably one of IU's greatest studio albums that she's ever released, to be totally honest. But Speaking on the song itself, this has a collaboration. I mean, like, this song just had to be here for obvious reasons. Like it's a big deal when you have both IU and G-Dragon in one song. Like, Janelle, like, I don't know, like, what do you think about this song? Because it's definitely such a star-studded song for so many reasons.
It is, especially, like, I kept watching all the comeback lives that she did, and it just works so perfectly. And like, even though like some people might not like G-Dragon's rap, because I know some people that don't, it balances out like IU's soft tone, and it actually like makes the song more kind of like a honeypot like a honeypot. So it's just, I don't know, like, I have a lot of feelings for this song, and I can't like describe, like, pinpoint it specifically.
I guess part of the reason why the song is so good is because of just how what's the word, like, okay, I feel like as a song, it just exudes self-confidence and self-love to such a very IU-esque degree, if you get what I mean? Like, because as you like listen to the song and like read the lyrics, it's very much talking about how IU's turning 25 and how she is, you know, very much accepting who she is and just embracing who she is. And I think that's part of the reason why it's such a powerful and very wholesome song, because it's just a song about self-love, being confident in yourself, and it very much reflects on what IU was feeling at the time. And that says a lot, because, you know, for IU herself, you know, she, like, just for extra context, in case if you don't know, IU kind of does this thing. She's done this thing for her songs for kind of a long time now, where she like does a song about a certain age in her life. So for example, there's literally a song called 23 about how she was turning 23 and what she felt at the time. And there's also other songs of that ilk. And, you know, songs leading up to Palette were very much, you know, it was very chaotic, if you will. Like, it very much felt like IU was still kind of trying to find herself in, like, both professionally and personally as well. And I feel like Palette was kind of like this realization song where she kind of realized who she was, and it felt so gratifying enough to basically create such a special song like this as well. And I mean, it's just a really great song. And, you know, this also the add on to what you mentioned about GD's collab as well, of his feature. I mean, I can't speak for like the rap part, because I just liked it because I mean, let's be honest, out of all of the rap stuff that GD has probably ever done, that's probably the most wholesome and PG that he's ever made, let's be honest. But I just love, it just flowed really well, like you said, Janelle, and it's just really really great. And I also want to have say a special shout out to the music video as well, because the music video is such a aesthetic. The whole thing's literally like something out of like a magazine shoot, if you will. It's practically pastel heaven. Like so many colorful like
Yeah.
backdrops everywhere. And then I think there's also a bit as well where like IU has like a feature where she's actually dancing. And I think that's kind of like the first time, because when I watch like reaction videos of the song as well, like on YouTube, like for a lot
Yeah.
of like longtime IU fans, like that's kind of like the first time they kind of saw her as like a very like, what's the word? Like, I guess mature artist, if you get what I mean, because for a long time, like people kind of saw her as like, I mean, her nickname for a long time was literally the nation's little sister, and people kind of just thought of her like that. But I feel like Palette kind of did change that for the better, to be totally honest with you. So, is there all of that?
Yeah.
I guess before we move on, is there anything else you want to mention about Palette? Because honestly, if you mention anything, I could like talk about the song for days, honestly.
Palette is definitely a slice of life song that just resonates with a lot of people. Like, I'm not of the age of 25, but I understand of how she's like learning throughout her life, especially when she mentioned about her haircut.
Oh,
And
yeah.
like, I was like, oh, that hits home because, like, you know, there's a symbolic meaning when females cut their hair, especially like a short bob. So it's definitely like the hair was a physical attribution that makes her look and feel mature, but then as well as like the song makes her grow up from being like the nation's little princess
Sister.
to like, yes, sister, like you mentioned, to like the nation's powerhouse of everything. Like, especially like with now, since she's doing her acting career, it just shows her path of like how she evolved.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And I think it's a very like, I think when we look back at IU's career, I think at least like specifically like music career, like I think you could look back at Palette as probably one of IU's most important songs in her career, because it's like such a crossroads for so many things that end up happening in the future afterwards. And it's just crazy to think that this song is only like 5 years old, and it's this, IU's career has basically blossomed into something that is incredibly beautiful in so many ways. And I think, even though I should admit I am biased because I'm a big Yoena and IU fan, but I think that's kind of something that's kind of universal at this point, especially if you're in the K-pop space, because IU is IU and her career has basically has basically just elevated into places that I think not even she could believe, really. I mean, I don't know if she would ever admit it in public, but I think maybe there might be like a little inkling in her where she might think, man, is this actually happening? But I guess we'll probably never know on that. But anyway, moving on to the next song on the playlist, we have yet another R&B song. As you have well have noticed, there is a lot of R&B-esque influence song in this playlist so far, mainly because I kind of like the genre, but I think they're very good songs anyway. But it is a song called Hello Tutorial, which was a collaboration between Zion T and Sugi from Red Velvet that came out back in 2018. Now, for one, this collaboration is a YG SM collab, which I think is really, really cool. And to top all of that as well, I mean, it has Zion T in it, it has Sugi, and it just creates something just really, really good. Because, I mean, just in case if you don't know, like Zion T is a very, very well-known R&B artist in Korea and also hip hop as well. He hasn't really made much recently, at least official stuff, like under his name. He's mostly transitioned into producing now, from what I can tell for the most part. But when he was making music and putting it out there under his name, it's like, man, it's an experience to listen to his stuff. And this song is literally no different. Janelle, like, I don't know what is more, I don't know what was your favorite part of the song, but for me, it is definitely the vocals because Zion T and Sugi, this creates such a dynamic combination to each other. And they just blended perfectly and just worked, you know? Like, well, what do you think about the song?
I actually I kind of looked at the lyrics more as like he was singing it, and I didn't actually notice that he mentioned some stuff that are kind of sad, in my opinion, like all about the facial acting part in, I think, the beginning part of the song. I didn't like really like. Oh my God, my thought process is so bad right now. But what was it? The facial acting part where he mentioned like it was Ha Jung Woo level, that kind of hit.
Oh.
Especially, yeah, because like facial acting in Korea is like one of the most important things because they're more of a visual type of nation, and to like have that facade of your personality showcase is it's just it's just so sad. I don't I'll explain more in depth probably later. But yeah.
That's interesting. So like to basically just summarize it basically. So like is it basically just very much about the aesthetics of your face and like especially like in the entertainment industry? Is that kind of basically what he's talking about?
The entertainment business as a whole cares a lot about facial appearances and interpretation of how your visual outtake looks. And like Ha Jung Woo is like one of the most famous, if not the famous male actor there is in South Korea. And he's always applauded with how he kind of digests the character as a whole. And
Oh, let's see. Okay.
it, yeah. Geez, it just I have a lot of thoughts, but I don't want to spoil.
Okay, I mean that's fair enough because we still have that interview that we have to do anyway. So, I mean
Yeah.
that's really great. But I mean aside from that, because the part that you're talking about was genuinely interesting because I thought this was just a cute, wholesome R&B song. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't
I
know there
mean,
was
it
like deep.
is, yeah.
But I mean, aside from that, because that part is really interesting to me because I didn't know about that. It definitely has like a similar vibe to Palette for me. Like it's definitely more upbeat. But it's overall, like you said, it's just a very fun song to listen to. And the music video is also really cute as well. It's just really, really cute. And it's also, I guess to speak on Sogi as well. It's just nice to see her do solo stuff because I know like, you know, as part of Red Velvet, they don't really get a chance to do
Yeah.
like solo stuff or like stuff outside of Red Velvet too much. Admittedly, they've done more recently, but you know, this is back in 2018 and you know, they were very much full on focus on, you know, doing everything Red Velvet. So to see her do something like this is really nice as well. So there's all of that. But I guess moving on to the next song on the playlist, we do have a song that I think out of all of the songs here, this one's definitely one out of left field. It is a song that has As much as I love it, it has the most complicated title, which kind of drives me nuts. So I'm going to read the whole thing. So it is OX1 equals love song. And in parentheses, it is a song called I Know I Love You, which is by TXT and Sori, which came out last year, which is part of TXT's Chaotic Wonderland album. Now, I think just speaking on the album in general and this TXT in general, I feel like TXT is such a interesting group to me because they have such a, I don't know, I just feel like Big Hit has decided they're just gonna do all of their experimental stuff with them. Like they're just gonna do all of the stuff that they would not even dream of doing with BTS, and they're just doing with
Definitely.
TXT. Like this, they're literally like the laboratory for all of these experimental stuff. And this album is definitely one of them because the whole song is very much a punk rock kind of like anthem-y kind of style for the most part. Like it could easily be something that Day 6 would do, if you will, if you get what I mean. And this song is definitely the crown jewel of the entire album, in my personal opinion, and as it should be, because it is literally the title track of the entire album. I think I'll speak on the musical side of it, but I just love the edginess of the song because you just feel the angst in this song. Like it's very much speaking to the teenage angst that people have when they're that age. And you can just literally feel it in the song. And it's just so, like it gives you like this adrenaline rush, if you get what I mean. And you know, TXT, like, you know, they're very excellent performers and they're really good at what they do. So they're great. And also probably the main for me was this was kind of the reason why I even included the song in this playlist is the addition of Sori. So if you don't know who she is, she's basically I guess you could say indie artist. I mean, she's definitely not like a K-pop idol or anything like that. She's definitely not that. But she is a up and coming musical artist in the industry, and like she just killed her feature. Like it's so ridiculously good, and like I think I guess it's more to do with the fact that her vocals in the song are just so addicting to listen to. Like you literally cannot get enough of her vocals at all. Like it's just really, really good, and it just contrasts as well with just the entire vibe of the song as well, because it's kind of like the complete opposite, if you get what I mean. So there is that. But yeah, Janelle, was there anything you wanted to add about this song?
Oh my gosh. I feel like in terms of how TXT can produce this type, I think they would have went through that personal experience, because if you like really look at the lyrics, it's mainly about how a person doesn't have anything to offer to the person that they have interest to. And it's like you can feel their emotions with how angsty they are, especially during the chorus. And like, I feel like Suri kind of tones down the little angst and kind of brings, I guess, like a ballad-esque tone into the song to make it very mellowed out once like it dies down from the hype that it caused throughout the chorus and the verse. And then you have her part, which I guess would be classified as a bridge, and it ends on such a sweet note.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Like, I really liked your point about like Sori's part, because she definitely kind of gives this feeling of stability to the song. Because honestly, if you didn't put her in the song, like the song would just be off the rails. Which, to be fair, in rock, that's kind of normal. That's kind of how it works. So it wouldn't really like be like the worst thing. But when you add Sori's feature into a song like this, it just creates this feeling of equilibrium that feels Right. And when you consider like the lyrics and the message that, it's talking about stuff like that, it just makes total sense. Like I feel like you could argue that like Sori's part is kind of like it's kind of like representing the person that, TXT's trying to talk to, or I guess
Yeah,
like
she's the other side.
yeah, she's definitely the other side, and it just creates this very interesting balance. And I think as a song, it does that with, flying colors. And I just love the song for that reason. Plus, again, like I already mentioned before, like Sori's vocals are ridiculous. And honestly, I'm so happy that she's getting the kind of attention that she's getting now because, I mean, she's to be fair, she's been in the industry for a while, but ever since she started to get she worked with Jay from Day Six, or I should say Ege, I guess. She got more attention, and then next thing she's working with TXT of all people, and that's great. And I think it's kind of elevated her career in a lot of ways. So I hope, songs like this, become more of a common thing for her because she deserves all the success she's getting because she's a very remarkable and very talented singer, and she's really good at what she does. So there's that. But anyway, next song on the playlist is probably, well, I put this on the la as the last song on my part of the playlist for a very good reason, and it's because it's just a bonkers song, and it is Switch to Me featuring JYP, not the company, but the man himself, and Rain, that came out, I think, late 2020, I believe, like right at around New Year's, at around that time. And this song is just nuts. Okay, just in case if you haven't listened to a JYP song before, he does these collab, or like he does like JYP feat branded songs to him every so often. He puts it casually on YouTube every once in a while. His songs tend to be of a certain genre or a certain time, if you will. His songs are very much part of the late 80s, early 90s, like that era of music. And he just loves that era of music, and for a very good reason as well. I don't know if if you want to chime in on this because you actually know a little bit more information, but can you kind of give us a bit more info as to why, JYP kind of, he stays around this genre of music?
I think it's mainly due to the fact that he came in from Korea to the United States to study here at around this time. And so our music here in America was very much of what he's trying to produce and such. Like that was the trend. And of course, it does work in both nations. So I guess like that's his part of bringing America into Korea, because his company as a whole is kind of like trying to meld like America's standards into Korean standards and such.
Yeah, definitely. And this song is no exception, as it is very much part of that era. And it also has Rain. And who doesn't love Rain, honestly? Not the natural thing that happens outside, but the actual artist. But anyway, it's for me, outside of the fact that they have these two giant stars of the K-pop industry in it, this song is just funny in a lot of ways. Because I mean, okay, I think just as a disclaimer, like I feel like in order to experience the true experience of this song, you have to watch the music video. Like you have to. Like I think, because I genuinely think if you do not watch this, I mean if you do not listen to this song without the music video, you will not get the same reaction as I'm about to tell you. So just in case if you haven't listened to the song, please go watch the music video because I tr promise you will not regret it, and at the very least you'll have a good laugh out of it. But anyway, basically the music video is essentially JYP and Rain basically competing against each other over trying to ask this girl out on a date, and it's basically a one-up contest, And it is just really funny watching them try to outdo each other. And in a lot of ways, it's kind of like, for me, I mean, look, okay, I understand it's supposed to be done for laughs, but it's kind of like, but outside of that, it's kind of jarring to watch basically Rain and JYP basically try to
Battle.
battle and prove how rich they are by trying to impress this girl. Because, okay, Janelle, I do have to ask you, right? Because both JYP and Rain had to one up each other on multiple occasions, but which one was your favorite? Because mine is definitely the scene earlier on when I think Rain and the girl were on the beach, right? And then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, JYP just shows up in a top hat riding on a white horse,
Oh my God, I remember that.
looking like the most ridiculous person on earth. Like it that part was funny to me. Like, I don't know, what about you? Like, what was your favorite part?
Was. Oh
So
my God.
many.
It was. Oh, I think my favorite part was like when they're in the bar and then Rain's just looking at JYP, is just like, why are you here? Like, get away. And then JYP's just like trying to mesmerize the girl, and I'm just like, no.
God. And oh my God, I almost forgot about this one. Do you remember the scene? I think it's like halfway in the music video where I think Rain was on like a rooftop pool with the girl, right? No, wait, it was JYP with the
Yes,
girl on a
JYP.
rooftop. And then out of nowhere, they literally dedicate a camera to Rain coming out of the water. Looking like
Oh
that was like, oh my God. Look, okay, for one, that is literally like the perfect like Twitter gif that you would see, and I
my
wouldn't be surprised if it was gifted, because wow, it's just so like so random. Plus
God.
also as well, I mean, I should mention as well, Rain had his shirt off at that point, which I guess is kind of just his thing. I guess considering his age and the body that he has,
I mean, if you have the body,
I
just
don't blame
show it.
him. Yeah. And he's not really afraid of not showing it, so there's that as well. But like that part is also like a close second for me as being like the funniest. And then as of course there's also the fact that Psy basically steals the girl at the end, which is
I was about to bring that up, and then especially when Psy just comes in, it's like, nope, this is my girl.
which
I thought that was so funny, especially I think this was during the time where JYP and Psy was doing their little boy competition for whatever they were doing for their
oh
company. Yeah, they were doing that at the time, so I just thought it was perfect.
man, that's man, I completely forgot that they were doing like that audition show together too. That makes the whole thing funnier, in my opinion. Like
Yeah, it does.
that's so funny. Like maybe they're trying to reflect on things that happened in real life. Who knows? But
I
like,
think, I don't
I mean,
know.
who knows? But I guess since we're like literally just talking about the music video, like I mean, I think in terms of music, it is very much, as I've mentioned before, like it's very late 80s, early 90s, and this is really just a great retro bop. And also, I mean, considering it is a JYP video, the choreography and visuals are on point. I mean, JYP, I feel like he was Michael Jackson in a previous life, so I'm not really surprised. I mean, for one, it's very impressive that he can even dance to the level that he is still, considering, like, I don't know, like, I mean, I know he's not like a performer now, but like he kind of does the stuff behind the scenes now, but like considering his age and what he does now, it's still very impressive. And also we get to see Rain in a crop top, which is also great as well.
Yeah,
Do you have any thoughts on that?
the white open middle crop top. I have to also mention, like, I think Dahyun and Taeyong also did a cover
Oh
of
yes, I did
Switch
see
to
that.
Me.
I did see that.
Oh my gosh, that I feel like fair representation of Switch to Me is like way more funnier. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, like, just considering, like, there's a lot of people like JYP, right? Especially like all the different groups and like all the whatever, right? Like, I do wonder, like, how do they feel about, because technically JYP is their boss, right? Because he's a creative director. Like, it just makes me wonder, like, how do they feel about, like, their boss, like, doing all of these, like, crazy good, like, music videos every so often? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, they probably, like, respect them a lot because for obvious reasons, of course. But it must be, like, especially considering, like, his stuff, like, his songs tend to be kind of wild sometimes. Like, it must be so funny to watch your boss do these kind of mad music videos every once in a while. It must be really funny to think about.
No, also, I think there was a mishap between, like, him and then I think it was Miss A. Miss A released a song 1 week prior to him, and then he released a new song. It was, like, back in second gen K-pop. And then Miss A was charting at number one. But then once JYP released his song, JYP's song became number one, knocking down Miss A. And it's just like, it has to be so crazy. Annoying. Crazy and annoying that your boss has to steal your place.
But at the same time, though, I cannot picture JYP doing anything else. Like, this is just who he is, right? Like, it just feels like he just loves to be a performer. And I think in all of his collabs and all of his, like, on all of the songs that he's done, like, he just loves the stage. He loves dancing. He loves all of those, like, everything that revolves around the art of the performance. And I think, you know, you very much see that on screen. And I think it's just really great that he still can do that, even as he's getting older, which is great as well. So,
Especially, like, when you look at the dance practice and you see all, like, everything that they do, it's just like, how the heck can these men do it at their age?
I mean, I think that's just JYP just being JYP, you know?
Yeah.
Because
that's true.
Because I'd argue he's at least comparable to, like, the other groups at JYP in terms of the level of complexity when it comes to dancing. Like, he's very much up there. Like, he's still got it. it's just really great to see that. So there's that. But on that note, that concludes the first half of today's playlist, and right after the break we are going to go into Janelle's half of the collaborations playlist. So stay tuned after you listen to the wonders of the Anchor podcast platform. So be right back. Okay, we are back. So for the second half of this playlist, this is going to be Janelle's side of the playlist, and we are starting with a very recent song that actually came out recently. Janelle, do you want to introduce the song that you're going to start off with on your side of the playlist?
Yes. So the first song on my playlist is Zoo by NCT's Taeyong, Jeno, Hendery, and Yang Yang, with also Aespa's Giselle. And this came out in their SM Town concert of this year, their New Year concert that came out in January 1st. So it was their opening of their whole little Happy New Year special that they did for the past 2 years. And I do have to mention, Zoo is, like, the choreographing and some parts of the song was done by Taeyong himself. And I guess, like, even though it was debuted just earlier this year, a lot of people found the choreographing to be top tier, especially when, like, Taeyong just debuted in 2016. So this was actually one of his biggest roles in being a dancer, because before debuting, Taeyong wasn't a dancer. So it was very ironic how far, especially him, came. I mean, like, everyone did great, but I have to give a nod to Taeyong's talent in this song. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure Gian, you had a chance to listen to it. So,
like, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like the song. Like, okay, for one, I mean, admittedly, for the first time, I only listened to the song itself. And mm-hmm. even on its own, it's just a really fun dance song. Okay, not like a traditional dance song in the sense, but it's definitely a very trendy song that you would dance to. And, you know, like you said, like, the moment that you see, like, the live video version of them, like, dancing and whatnot, like, it is great. As you would expect from a SM town concert, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I honestly did not know that Taeyong didn't really dance before this, which is actually kind of remarkable when you think about it.
Yes.
Especially if he literally did the choreography all by himself, which is like, dang. I mean, that's a lot for a beginner. So, like, yeah, like, I just really like the song. It's just fun. It definitely has a lot of qualities where, like, you just want to dance your butt off to the song, you know? And it definitely mm-hmm. does that. And like you said, like, I just think vocally, I think everyone did well as well. Like, even, like, Giselle from aespa, like, I think her parts incorporated really well into the song. And I just think it's just a fun song. And I'm glad. Mm-hmm. And I can totally see why, like, people really like the song a lot, because it's just a bop. It's really good.
Yeah. And, like, so, also,
go on.
So, like, also to compare it to another debut song that SM had, Got, Girls on Top, Step Back, like, compared to that debut to Zoo, I much rather prefer to listen to Zoo, only because, like, the chorus of Zoo is very hard hitting. Like, I can rage in Valorant in this song. Like, if I played Valorant, I can put the song in the background and probably get a lot of kills. That's what I feel like. And also, like, I feel this collab with how it's, like, four boys with one girl, it's an homage to, I don't know if people remember this unit, but Unique unit from SM that had, like, people from SHINee, EXO, and SNSD, or Girls' Generation. So it's very much an homage to that with how their lineup is, but it's also their own unit. And I guess, like, I wanted to add, like, it's very upbeat and it's like a pick-me-up. So I do recommend people listening to it, and I do recommend you watching the dance practice, because you'll have fun no matter what. Like, listening to it, watching it visually, it's so fun. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Definitely 100%. Go check out the song, as it's really good. But
check out every song.
Oh, yeah, check playlist. Out, yeah, check out every song. Like, it's really, really good. There's a reason why I chose it. There's a reason why Janelle chose her. So there's that. But next song is Stay With Me by Punch and EXO's Chanyeol that came out back in 2016. Now, yes. Before you mention your thing, Janelle,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. This is one of those songs that I knew about, but I didn't know what the title was. Mainly because this song is probably the most iconic song to use in just about any K-drama meme that you'd see online.
Yes.
It's this song. It's literally like the first 30 seconds of the song. It's literally every meme on K-dramas. It's literally this song. So, like, I kind of knew this song beforehand. But now, like, after getting to listen to the song, I actually kind of enjoy it a lot. It's kind of a shame that it's one of those songs where, like, I only know it because of the memes. But Janelle, what do you want to say about the song? Because you know this song a lot more than I do.
Do I have to explain this masterpiece? Like, okay, if anyone doesn't remember or don't know, Stay With Me was an OST from one of the greatest K-dramas that ever debuted, and it was Goblin. So I do highly recommend both watching, rewatching, or finishing Goblin, but also listening to this song, especially the OST music video. Oh my God, it just summarizes the two main people's relationship so much. And also Punch with Chanyeol, I do feel like their kind of music singing and rapping style is similar to what IU and GD did with Palette, because it's kind of the same but kind of different. Like you can pick, like they both are like honeypots, but they're different. They're like, I use like spring honey, and then Punch is like fall honey. That's the way I can describe it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that comparison. It's so funny you mentioned Goblin because I feel like because I have to admit, Goblin's on my list, but I haven't watched it yet. I'll probably watch it eventually.
Oh,
But
yes.
ironically, I also kind of vaguely know the famous OSTs from that show because I play because I think I mentioned this song on the show before, but just I know I'm getting a little bit off topic, but there is Beautiful by Crush, which is probably as iconic as Stay With Me, honestly.
Yes.
I mean
Yes.
that as a ballad, Beautiful by Crush, like that you can't ask for more for in terms of a romantic ballad because Crush just gets it. The man can do hardcore rap and R&B, and then he can also just be gentle and super soft with ballads like that. But anyway,
Yes.
I just wanted to mention that because you did mention Goblin. So yeah, again, just to reiterate what you said, Janelle, the song's just really good. I just even if you take away the fact that he was part of the Goblin OST, it's just a really good song and I like it a lot. And I will probably listen to it more because as in as a full whole song, not just as part of memes. So there is that. Next song. Oh man, I really love the fact that you have this song. It's Yours by Raiden featuring Chanyeol from EXO and Lihye and Changmo. So I kind of want you to take the lead on this one because this song is just really, really good. I like it a lot. So take it away.
Oh my God. How, where do I begin? Okay, so to start off, Yours has like one of the greatest blends, I would say, in a song, because you have very distinct and beautiful voices. Like Chanyeol is very much a baritone. I would say Changmo's like kind of like a baritone, but I would say he's more tenor if he brings it out more. And also, Lehi has such a rasp that it's lovely to listen to, and it works with how Yours progresses. And not to mention, Raiden is mainly known as a producer, but this was one of his most famous collabs to actually put him on the, I guess, the charts in Korea. And he gets recognition for being the age that he is, but also having a youthful sound. Because you don't, like, I have to mention this because it's very odd to see the older gen kind of having recognition. Like, we see that with JYP. It's mainly like the newer generation that's having the recognition, but like people like Raiden or people like JYP, they know what the market wants and they produce it.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
yeah. if you know the market, you can play it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's like probably one of the keys to success in K-pop or just in the entertainment industry in general. And, you know, like you said, like I totally agree with what you said about just the blend of voices that you have in this collab. Like, it's just so good. It just works. Like, I just, like the male voices, they're all really good. They all like blend together incredibly well. And not to mention like Lehigh, she like, at, like for me, her voice kind of adds this like extra like attitude to the song. I think it's mostly because of her singing style and how, I think this might not be like a ridiculous take, but it, I think it's kind of safe to say, at least in my personal opinion anyway, that she, Lehigh probably has probably one of the most unique voices in the K-pop industry, like hands down, mostly because most female artists do not sing like her. I think the closest second of that could be IU. And that's not even being biased, but like IU sometimes goes into the kind of registers that Lehigh goes, but Lehigh just stays there. You know what I mean? Yes. Like she stays there. And that's just what, who she is as a, and as an artist. And it just creates something that's just so, again, like so lovely to listen to. And I'm actually really glad that you mentioned this song, because I kind of discovered this song the other day as well, and I'm really digging it a lot, and it just works so well, and it's just such a fantastic song musically. So
to mention, like, her part is a TikTok soundbite.
Oh really?
Like, yes. There's, I'm pretty sure if you see, it's like one of the sound bites that are most popular, and I guess like that's how a lot of people know this song, but they don't know the full song. So I do recommend listening to the full song. Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's kind of like the previous song in Stay With Me then. It's just on TikTok. Okay, that's cool. I didn't know that. But yeah, go check out yours, because it's such a beautiful and fantastic song. And it's, and for me as well, it's added to my playlist, by the way. So it's really, really good. So go check that song out. But moving on to the next song on Janelle's playlist, we have Try Again by Dear and Jaehyun from NCT that came out back in 2017. And Janelle, you mentioned in your notes that this is just a very wholesome and quite sad Valentine's Day song. And I'll let you elaborate on that.
Okay. So it is very wholesome, but it is also quite sad Valentine's Day song. It talks about how in a relationship you build together as partners, but you also tear down together. So tearing down means like growing separately instead of growing together. And also it talks about how you can find the right person, but it's at the wrong time. So maybe you have someone in mind, but being with them isn't quite the right time to be with them. So you have to re-meet them in the future. I do have to say it's also a part of being an R&B, soul, and ballad type of genre in K-pop. And that's pretty odd to listen to, like, all three of them are pretty odd to listen to, especially with how it did so well in charts for the music industry. Like, it stayed in top 100 for, I think, about 2 months last time I remember.
That's a long time.
Yeah, especially when these, like, it's very odd for a genre to stay that high. And I do have to mention there, the voices in this song, Dear and Jaehyun both have great voices. Jaehyun is more of a baritone. If I should have explained this earlier, but baritone is more of, it produces more of a whole sound in male singers, and tenors is more like kind of the male version of a soprano. So Jaehyun is a baritone, like I said before, and Dear is like a tenor. So those two male singers balances each other's out, especially when they harmonize. Like throughout, I think, the middle of the song to the ending of the song, you can see how the harmony between these two males works, and it just blends, and it really is like I guess like the blend of their voices really brings out a wholesome feeling in yourself and also to like anyone listening. And also Dear was the writer, the composer, and the arranger of the song. So it produces like every talent that he has into one song. And I think choosing Jaehyun as a feature was a good choice, because it just works. I don't know how many times I said it just works, but it just works.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of the goal of any collaboration, to be honest. Like, yeah. It just works.
We need, and we're going to do it.
It just works. And we'll just get that to every single artist that wants to do a collaboration. Like, put this shirt on and you'll make magic happen. It just works.
It just works.
But anyway, but speaking on this song, Janelle, I do definitely agree with you. Like, it, considering this very much is in the realm of like K-drama OSTs, which, to be honest, you can kind of throw most OSTs into their a separate genre in Korean pop music, because they're kind of like in their own world, to be honest, like completely like separate from everything else K-pop. And it very much feels like that kind of song. It's kind of remarkable that it even stayed in the charts for that long, because, you know, most, like, even the good OSK OSTs, like, they don't usually stay in the charts for that long. Unless, of course, the drama's really good. And, like, it's a very, like, memorable drama, which, okay, like, I can see why. Like, I can see why, I'm trying to think of an example, but, like, anything from Crash Landing on You, like, all of the ballads from there. It wouldn't surprise me if it stayed in the charts for a little while because of how massive the show actually was, if you get what I mean. So, you know, there's that. I also definitely agree with you on the musical side as well. It has this very, like, it's very much within the realm of R&B, definitely of the slow ballady variety. And I think, for me, I kind of compare this song, like, I kind of describe this song as if it's kind of like a, like a warm blanket, if you will.
Yes.
And that's very much to do with how, you know, how Jaehyun and Dear's voices work, because they're very much, you know, as you say, like they're like baritone and tenor voices. And with those kind of voices, they're very full and fulling. Like they're very like whole sounds. And when you combine both of them together, like it very much feels like you're like putting on a warm blanket on top of you, and it's like super cold outside, and like it just gives you that feeling of warmth, you know.
Yeah,
and this song very much demonstrates that. So yeah, like overall, like it's just a very solid ballad, and again, just very excellent, you know, selection of artists from Dear to have like Jaehyun on this kind of thing, because it definitely worked. Like there's no arguments for me from there, because it definitely works. So there is that. But moving on to the which is actually, man, it doesn't feel like that long, but the final song on the playlist, it is That Girl by CN Blues, Jung Yong-hwa, and Loco from 2018. And Janelle, since this is your final song, take it away.
I had to list this as the final song because it's very fun. It's a icon, in my opinion. And like, okay, I'm a little bit of a bias, but Jung Hyung-hwa is actually like one of my favorite artists, both as an actor and as a idol. So I just had to put him up there, but also as the song entails or makes me feel, I should say. It's very fun. It's very bright and a bit of playful to listen to. I have to say, what's that called? Loco's part in this feature was to lead up into the chorus. Just, it's like it brings out the playful side of how the visual aspect should be in Younghwa's, I guess, like appearance. And the chorus itself is very addicting, because it's so like if you watch the music video and such, choreograph in the chorus, it's so addicting to watch that you just want to get up and dance and sing. Like I like every time this song plays in Spotify, I have to get up and dance because it's so addicting.
Oh yeah,
And
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, Gian, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, like I very much agree with you. Like it is a it this song is such an easy song to just have fun with. Like the just like the melody and like the earworm that this song has is just really, really good. And it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those songs where like you just no matter what you do, you just can't help but dance. And it's also a very surprisingly simple song musically as well. Like I wouldn't say this song is like particularly complicated, to be honest, but it's just a bop. Like you just, like you said, Janelle, like you just instantly have to dance. Like you just have to. And I think definitely the music video definitely helps in that regard because it you just want to dance when those people are having their best time. They're living their best life. I mean, like, you just want to live your best life too and dance, you know? And I think just to speak on the music video as well, it's such an interesting, like, because there's like two different, like, worlds that both Jung Yong-hwa and Loco have, because there's definitely like Loco's side, which is very much like, you know, what I would think a rapper would live, like, would like live in like a club, you know, if you get what I mean. And then you have like Jung Yong-hwa, who like very much like I'm guessing he's kind of going from a more classier approach, I'm guessing that's what he's trying to do, right? And it's just such an interesting duality, and it's just very it's just a lot of fun to see that because it just makes the song a lot more interesting in my personal opinion, and it just makes it more fun, you know?
And he's so creative. I have to say that he's so creative with how he displays his message in the song because the ending is like the person I want to introduce you to, like implying the reason why he was singing the song. And then he ends it with, it's you. Like it's so cute how he put the message of self-love, very subtle and very nice. And to end it on that note, like
Man.
it's yeah.
Man, that's crazy. Like I genuinely thought at the end, like before looking at your notes, right? Because I now know like that was kind of the point of this at the end of the song, right? Like I thought that was basically like him like trying to ask out someone else, you know? Like I didn't know that was like a very subtle message about self-love, which is I think in retrospect now, I think that's pretty dope that he actually did something like that because it's very you know, that's kind of like a polar opposite concept to talk about, considering it's basically, you know, the whole thing is kind of revolving around talking to people, living your best life at like in a very social setting, if you get what I mean. So I think incorporating that is really, really cool. I guess if is there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up, Janelle?
Please go listen to every song on this playlist and enjoy yourself. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, I mean, I can't say it any better than that. So yeah, I guess on that note, that concludes this week's episode of the show and this K-pop collaborations playlist. I have to say, Janelle, you've been a very fantastic guest on this podcast, and I want to thank you so much
Of
for
course.
taking your time to be on the show. And it was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed going through this, and I hope for you listeners out there as well, I hope this playlist kind of gives you some inspiration to, listen to new songs that you might not have heard about within the world of K-pop, because, there's a lot of songs in the K-pop world. So hopefully we've added some songs or some suggestions to your own playlist as well. So there's all that. But that being said, wherever you are in this gigantic world of ours, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the K-Poporama podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and be sure to tune in to another episode next week. But until then, this is Gian and Janelle from the K-Poporama podcast signing off. Take care and have a brilliant weekend, everybody. Peace. Bye-bye. Aloha.
Bye.
Bye-bye.